Sit back, relax, and crack a limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's New, featuring the words of wisdom of some of our Origin legends like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer, and Menzies. Now here's another legend, MG on the Rush Hour.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And MG, take the Danish pastries off the menu. Throw out your Lego, because in less than 4 hours, it is us, the Socceroos, taking on the poor man Sweden and Denmark.
And I suppose the big question is, what will our coach, Bert van Marwijk, what's going on in that little Dutch mind of yours, Bert? Are you going to give our young gun, Daniel Alzani, a bit of a run, or is Timmy Cahill going to get some time? But I'm pumped. I really can't wait till 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, less than 4 hours to go. We'll speak to Daniel Garb from Fox Sports News, who is on the ground in Russia, about that clash next. Second to last chance to win your way to State of Origin Game 2 this Sunday, if you hear MG slip up, and that is a factually incorrect statement. 133353, the tickets could be yours. We've also got $100 cash to give away with MG Smart Ask.
I love how you've got to actually say that. It's a factually incorrect statement. So, because I make so many stuff-ups per show, the phones never stop.
Because sometimes you just mispronounce a word.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's not an incorrect statement. That's not a slip-up. That's just you mispronouncing a word.
That's my idea. That's my days in the second row.
Exactly. It's the forwards club.
Yeah.
Speaking of people in the forwards club, he's a hooker, but we'll get him. James Seguiaro.
Chico.
He's captaining the PNG Kumuls this Saturday night in the Pacific Test against Fiji. We're going to speak to him. Am I going to go a little bit, what do you call it, kooky, funky with our Mad Dog McDougal? We're going to talk some yoga.
Oh, he's riding the kooky and funky, I'll tell you that.
That's all to come on the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. But up next, MG, let's go Russian.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to speak to Daniel Garb next.
Good drink. Bit of vodka.
You're not drinking it now, are you?
No, look, it's just water. Look.
Why is it in that tiny glass?
Well, thank you, Dan Aykroyd.
Daniel Garb next, talking Socceroos v Denmark on the Rush Hour with MG.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. And we do the Rush Hour for the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new cans, MG, which you yourself has provided a bit of wisdom for on the back of the cans. It's going to be a fantastic day out there this Sunday, State of Origin Game 2.
Literally, we to reinforce, the Triple M is really your origin station. We kick off at 12, and then we're basically out there till 11 o'clock that night. So we have an outside broadcast from 4 to 7. So if you're going to the game, make sure you come over and say pop it. So say g'day, because Tony Squires, Brian Fletcher, Lukey Lewis, and even Todd Greenberg are going to drop by.
Yeah, absolutely. And while you're in the vicinity, because I believe where Triple M's OBing from is just next to the new shed. From 3 p.m. on Sunday, come down and get ready for a new era of success, and you grab a couple of Tui's New before the game, hear from some blues legends and live music. The new shed, the Tui's New Sheds, they're located just behind where the Triple M OB is going to be. It's at Cathy Freeman Park. If you come out of the train station, it'll be on your right-hand side. You can't miss it, MG. It's worth coming down and having a look. We'll be having people like Steve Menzies, Blocker Roach, your mate, Nathan Hindmarsh in there.
Fantastic. What a great initiative.
It's the perfect way to get yourself ready for State of Origin Game 2. But before that, MG, we've got to talk Socceroos, so let's do this.
Trending now.
10 o'clock tonight, the Socceroos take on Denmark. We've already played one game and we lost,
mm-hmm.
A gallant loss, mind you. But and you've already made your bold prediction for tonight's result.
I have. 78th minute, Cahill puts one in the top right corner, 1-0, Aussies over Denmark.
Well, I'm going to put that prediction to a man who has, with all due respect,
to me,
slightly more footballing credentials to his name. Daniel Garb from Fox Sports News is their football correspondent on the ground in Samara. Dan, the Aussies drank the bars dry in Kazan. What's life like in Samara, Russia?
It's pretty similar, and I'm not going to argue with Mark Geyer on that for two reasons. Firstly, I'd love to come true. Secondly, I'm not going to argue with Mark Geyer. I'm with you on that one. But yeah, the Aussies are all around town at the moment. It's a very big city, Samara. It's a bit different to Kazan, where we played France, where everyone was concentrated in the same area. They are dispersed, but they are whipping this place into a frenzy, whipping themselves into a frenzy as well. There is nothing like the build-up to an Aussie game at a World Cup.
I am so jealous of you, Daniel Garb. I am so jealous. I wish I was there right now with you having what's the beer of choice in Russia?
The don't actually know. I have had it a couple of times that someone just buys it for me and I say, thank you very much, that'll do. So I'm not sure what it's actually called. So,
let's just call it the Vladimir, the beer of choice.
Speaking to Daniel Carb from Fox Sports News, he's over in Russia. 10 o'clock tonight, we take on Denmark. Oh. Now, Daniel, Christian Eriksen, we know he's the danger man, and we've already seen in this tournament, I mean, Switzerland kicked Neymar to pieces and managed to salvage a draw against Brazil. Are the Socceroos above such dark arts as, you know, maybe going at the ankles of Eriksen tonight to negate his influence?
I don't think there'll be anything in that regard because you don't want to get a yellow card or anything like that early on to a key player like Mille Edinak, for example, and then you're watching your shoulder for the rest of the game. But, you know, early on in the game against France, 2 minutes in, Mille Edinak, the bearded one, the skipper, wins a header over Paul Pogba and just gives him one while doing it in the back. And I reckon that set the tone for the midfield battle. And, you know, I reckon the midfield battle, Australia, going to match it for large periods with a quality side. So it wouldn't surprise me again if, you know, they're physical with Eriksen early on. They try and give him one, just try and knock him off his game. But he's very strong mentally. He won't be worried about that. We've just got to maintain concentration with him for the full 90, and that's the key. You can't give him an inch. Denmark won against Peru, and it came from Eriksen. They gave him too much space, and he set up his teammate. You cannot switch off for a second against him because he is that good, and both teams are very even, and he looms as the difference because he is the one true world-class player on this football field tonight.
Ironically, Dan, it seems to be centering around, we don't know the makeup of our team yet, but it seems to be centering around the youngest player at the World Cup and our oldest soccer at the moment, both Tim Cahill and Daniel Azani. Speculation is around whether Daniel Azani will make his way on the run-on team and whether Tim Cahill will indeed get any time, because we were hearing back here that he was actually pretty upset that he didn't get any time against France.
Oh, he would have been upset, but he wasn't dirty, put it that way. I mean, he just wants to get on because he knows he can impact things. But it hardly had an impact on team spirit, I can assure you that. And yeah, both of them are, you know, looming as impact players. And I'd be surprised if one of them started. I think Bert is looking at them both as impact players. I'd love to see Azani thrown in. And Harry Kewell, for mine, is the perfect person to listen to on this. And he's come out and said, give the kid a chance. Harry Kewell was 19 himself when we played Iran in 1997. And he was thrown into the fray and he dominated for Australia on that occasion. He said, I just knew that I could do something at that age. I was fearless. And Daniel Azani is the same. The kid has so much confidence. He has so much belief. And Bert knows that. It's just whether he wants to throw him into such a tight tactical battle early on as such a young player. We'll have to wait and see. Timmy, I think it'll be off the bench, but hopefully he comes on and hopefully he has an impact.
There's no need to hope, Dan. MG's told you he'll come on in the 78th minute and score a header. It's fine.
Exactly right. And I've already set the tone early on. I'm agreeing with everything Mark Eye says, so let's tackle that one.
Mate, we'll bet you back on the rush hour anytime. Last one from mine. Will Jackson Irvine, who's a bit of a cult hero with his long flowing locks, with speculation that he might replace Tommy Rogic. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Tommy might start. Tommy's our one player who can conjure up something out of nothing. He is quality in that regard, and I think Bert knows that too. I think Bert's going to go very close to the same 11 that played against France. But Irvine's a player they really rate. You know, watching training this week, Mark van Bommel, the assistant coach, who's a Dutch great, of course, you could hear him praising Jackson Irvine on numerous occasions. Jackson's a really good footballer, and he can impact games. You know, he pops up in the right places, and he's got an eye for goal. So he came on against France. Wouldn't surprise if he was involved in this one as well. So we have got depth in those areas. We might not have the world-class player that Denmark has, but hopefully our boys, be it from the start, be it off the bench, can just have the difference when it matters, and we can get that 3 points.
Well, Daniel, MG and I are tingling like we've licked a battery here. We're that excited. Hopefully...
I just licked one.
Daniel Garb, live in Russia, ahead of the Socceroos, taking on Denmark tonight. 10 o'clock the time to tune in. Thank you, Daniel, and hopefully next time we speak, we're celebrating a Socceroos victory.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate that. All the build-up continues on Fox Sports News. Thanks so much.
Oh, you know it does. Well done. He does a terrific job, does Daniel Garb, as the football correspondent for Fox Sports News. MG, you called it. 1-0, 78th minute. Timmy Cahill. Bang.
Then he punches the lights out on the corner post.
The corner post, that poor defenseless corner post. So Rush Hour with MG up next. The captain of the PNG Kumuls, James Seguiaro, joins us to talk Pacific Test.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, we are counting down the hours to the World Cup. We just spoke to our man Daniel Garb over there in Russia. We're counting down the sleeps to State of Origin Game 2. But this weekend, if you can't find a way to amuse yourself and get out and watch some great footy this weekend, MG, you're not trying hard enough because there is that much going on.
Oh, this Campbelltown in particular. Saturday, we've got a double header, PNG v Fiji and Samoa v Tonga. Yeah. We've got a lad on the phone who could be a captain of one of them teams.
The Pacific Test double header happening at Campbelltown Stadium. And joining us on the line, the captain of the PNG Kumuls, James Seguiaro. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Hey, Chico.
John, MG.
Hey, brother. You've finished training, have you?
Just pretty much cleaning the dirt of me boots right now, mate.
How's it feel, mate? How's this is an emotional game. Every time the emerging nations play against each other, we see some sensational footy.
Oh, mate, I think it happens once every year, but, you know, it's us, the Pacific people, you know, we wear our hearts in our sleeves, and we're emotional type of people, and you can just tell the way we're playing, especially for, you know, us Papua New Guineans. We love rugby league, and just to get the opportunity to put on our nation's jersey and, you know, represent our people, but represent our culture and, you know, especially your families. It's something so rewarding, and I've been looking forward to this day of the World Cup.
Oh, James, I've got goosebumps.
Yeah, I know. Getting excited. James, is this the first time you've captained the Kumuls?
Yeah, it's the first time I've captained the Kumuls. I didn't expect it or anything like that, but, mate, just to have the privilege to be, you know, putting on the jersey, but having a privilege to even captain the team and lead these boys out, mate. It's going to be an honour and definitely one of the highlights of my career.
Well, James, you're a very good speaker, as the Rush Hour with MG audience can probably hear. Have you practiced your pre-match your spray, your rev up? Have you got something special ready,
mate? If you got 5 minutes, just go on YouTube and type in best speeches of all time. And it gives you any given Sunday. So I was maybe watching that before the game.
I love it.
We're doing it for each other. We're doing it for our homeland. We're doing it for YKTR.
Inch by inch.
Every inch matters.
Some of the scenes that we watched from Papua New Guinea in the World Cup last year were some of the most memorable we've ever seen in rugby league. What's it like playing in front of a nation that's basically their national sport is rugby league?
Mate, I'll tell you what, if this game was up in Papua New Guinea, it would be roadblocks with the whole nation. It'll be the game that stops the nation. Forget about the race that stops the nation. Mate, legit, playing in front of all my family and, you know, all my people up in there in Papua New Guinea, Port Moresby, when we had the World Cup was honestly teary. It was very emotional, mate, very emotional. And, you know, every game was, you know, a privilege. And, you know, you could tell by the way, you know, everyone reacted to tries or even to big hits and stuff like that. So they definitely, we do love it as a nation. And come this Saturday, mate, I get to represent my country again, and what a blessing and privilege that is.
You know, you burst on the scene in 2011 with the Cowboys. you went the played Panthers 13-16, and man, you got the Dalian Player of the Year, Hooker of the Year in 14, which was your breakout season. Then you went to Leeds, a little bit of a step back maybe, but then you've come back to the Sharks, and I dare say your form at the moment has you spoken about when State of Origin is spoken about. Is that another dream that James Seguiaro wants to play for Queensland?
Oh, of course, mate. You know, growing up in, you know, Cairns, tropical north Queensland, mate, that's always been a dream. And it was, you know, I had a couple of injury-prone years over there, but, you know, everyone goes through tough times and stuff like that.
Bloody earth.
I'm just happy. I'm sort of happy it happened because it wouldn't make me appreciate this opportunity I got now, which is every day waking up playing rugby league and playing for my nation now. And if the opportunity came, mate, I wouldn't let anyone down.
Before we let you go, because we love speaking to you, we love your enthusiasm, you're just a natural rugby league player, but you're also a bit of an entrepreneur with your mates, with your mates Corey Norman and Isaac John.
Yeah, that's it, brother. We've got a clothing brand called YKTR, which is the acronym of You Know the Rules. We started about 200 years ago, so we've been doing that, and we do little vlogs, so we've been doing that the last couple of years, and it's just something that takes us away from footy, but it's pretty much built on friendship. Yep. Mateship that we try to, you know, market the thing around. So it's not only clothes, you know, everyone's got clothes, but it's just it's the message behind the brand.
Anybody who's not already doing so, make sure you follow this man on social media. Graham told us at the start of the year that he's got the strongest social media game going at the Sharks. And can we expect, James, as we let you go, can we expect a fresh haircut for Saturday night? I know you like to keep the dude looking sharp.
Something slick.
Mate, it's already been cut. I like to do a couple of days before, so it goes a little bit of growth, mate. You don't want to go clean cut, mate.
That's where I'll be making the mistake.
That's too shiny, brother.
Good luck Saturday.
Seguiaro, the captain of the Kumuls. Good luck Saturday night in the game against Fiji.
Cheers, boys. It's been
Thanks,
a pleasure.
James. See you,
brother.
It's always a good interview, MG, when you can learn something. And now I've learnt that you never get the haircut on the day of the big event.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah.
I wish I did. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a proud moment for James Seguiaro leading Fiji out this Saturday night, isn't it?
Absolutely, it will. Now, $100 cash up for grabs. You need the answers to all three of MG's smart ass questions throughout the show. Here is question number one.
MG's smart ask.
Question number one. Which England player scored two goals against Tunisia?
If you're here for Origin visiting Sydney from Queensland, take a note. You'll find that some doors may open without even touching them. Don't be afraid. It's not a trick. It's electricity.
Welcome to Queensland's Have Fun New South Wales.
This is Triple M, your station of origin.
That's cheeky.
It is, and this is The Rush Hour with MG. It's Sydney's number one sports show for any Queenslanders who are down here early and wondering what they're listening to. MG, speaking of State of Origin Game 2, this Sunday at ANZ Stadium, Blatchy's Blues, that's where you want to be.
It is.
And we're giving away tickets if people have heard you slip up.
And I think Toddy in glorious Silverdale has heard me slip up. Toddy, welcome to The Rush.
Hey, MG. Thanks, guys. How you going?
Fantastic, mate. Slip up, what was it?
Mate, you said James Seguiaro would be captaining Fiji instead of PNG this weekend.
Let's go to the tape.
I tell you what, it's going to be a proud moment for James Seguiaro leading Fiji out this Saturday night, isn't it?
Oh, nice work, Toddy.
Beauty.
You and a mate, thanks to the Star, Sydney is the official home of the New South Wales Blues, are heading along on Sunday. Blatchy's Blues tickets, State of Origin Game 2. You're going to have the Smart Wig number 2. It's powered by the Star. It's the next generation wig technology. And you have the dulcet tones of myself and Gussie Wallen in your pre-game, in your ear. Come down to the new sheds. Grab a Tui's new. It is going to be one of the great days, MG.
Oh, yeah. Massive, massive, massive.
Massive, massive. And actually, because we're feeling generous, MG.
Yes.
Because we're feeling good. Frank and Menai, who also picked up on the same slip-up. We don't have our extra tickets to Origin, but we're going to throw you a couple of tickets to the Ice Hockey Classic to see the USA take on Canada in that Ice Hockey Classic, June 30, Qdos Bank Arena. Tickets available at Ticketek.
That's for Frank and three mates, isn't it?
It is for Frank and three mates. So, you know, it's not...
We're generous, aren't we?
We are. You are. Because I don't know if you know this, but that comes out of your paycheck.
Give him back, Frank.
Thrush it out with MG on Sydney's 104.9. Triple M up next. We're talking yoga.
Can we get some yoga music? Oh, here's yoga music. This is nice.
This is Weezer's cover of Africa.
I like it.
All right. I
like it. Sounds like the original.
Mad Dog up next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, MG, Origin 2, sniffing distance, a series win on the cards for New South Wales.
Yeah, the days are counting down, the hours are counting down, the minutes are counting down, but the next gentleman we have on our show is, we want to get all funky with him because we call
you want to get all funky with him, I just want to talk to him.
The coach of the New South Wales team, who I've known for 30 years, is one funky cat. Let's just, and he's up to all sorts.
Well, let's bring in another funky cat. Mad Dog McDougal, the host of Health Hacker, the podcast available on Podcast One. Absolutely should check it out if you want to learn to just feel, look and live that little bit better. Mad Dog, as we welcome you in, the man MG, he's referring to Brad Fittler as a bit of a different cat. Is that a fair summation of Brad Fittler?
I like the word funky because Freddie doesn't wear deodorant. The reason he doesn't wear deodorant is he believes that us as human beings actually connect and communicate through our pheromones and our sense of smell. So it's not too good working with Freddie early on in the footy season when it's a bit hot. But look, he's certainly a very innovative guy. And, you know, if I cast my mind back to any other sort of coaches from other sort of codes, I have to really think he's Phil Jackson-like, the NBA legendary coach of the Chicago Bulls. He had blokes like Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. He had some great players. But what he was able to do with these players is get them outside of their minds through things like yoga and Pilates, you know, doing these sort of things that people at the time thought were a little bit weird and wacky. And he certainly was able to break down the egos of all these players and allow them to be better athletes and better people. And I think that's what Freddie's trying to do with these New South Wales guys.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Phil Jackson's a good comparison, although Freddie would love to take that any day of the week, be compared to the great Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson also had done Mad Dog was he gave each player a book to read because a bit like Freddie's doing now without the phones, he's thinking of alternative modes where you can go away and get away from yourself and just relax and read a book. And the players who, you know, played under Phil Jackson loved it. What about yourself, Mad Dog? Even back in the 90s and early 2000s, was there any players that stood out with who would go off and do something alternative that you go, oh, man, that's a bit funky?
Yeah, Paul Harrigan, I suppose, was, you know, probably the most aggressive front rower in the competition at the stage. And he was very intuitive about his body. He was into meditation. He was into yoga. He used to obviously wear no shoes as well and do grounding like Freddie loves to do. And, wow. Yeah, he was just big into alternative stuff. Very innovative in his methods and very mindful as well. He's a very deep thinker, Chief. He realised that the most important muscle you've got is the one between your ears, and particularly on Origin, you know, that is the thing that's going to separate the winners and the losers, as we know, MG. The guys that can handle the stress, the guys that can be present, stay in the moment, not worry about what may happen or may have happened in the last game.
Surely there's front rowers who are rolling over in their graves from years gone by because they're hearing us talking about the importance of looking after your brain heading into State of Origin. Is that being the most important muscle?
It makes sense. It's won and lost between them. Every athlete who's playing on Sunday, the whole 34 players are pretty similar when it comes to strength and finesse and fitness. The one thing that gets you over your opponent usually is the thing between your ears, as Mad Dog's saying. And I remember Mad Dog once in the early 90s, myself and Brandy Alexander both had chronic injuries. I had a chronic groin injury. He had a chronic hamstring injury. And we didn't know what to do with it. We went to all the doctors. We went to all the specialists. Until the boss of the club, Roger Cowan, who was the CEO of the Leagues Club, he said to Phil Gould, can I have Brandy and MG for a session? We went, what do you mean session? And he goes, you know, anyway, just let me take him away. So he took us to the grandstand at Penrith Park, and we laid on this carpet area in one of the lounges.
Oh, no.
And he basically said, okay, I want you to close your eyes. And it was the first time I've ever been meditated towards or tried anything different as far as relaxation and therapy, where you've kind of get your body spiritual. And he wanted us to picture surf. He wanted us to picture idyllic islands and just get your mind in focus with what's out there. And I must confess, it didn't work, because every time I look at Brandy, he'd have his eyes open at me, and Roger Cowan had his eyes closed.
I had to start playing this music, MJ. You're painting such a peaceful picture for us.
The feng shui, baby. Just let it go. Yeah, man. It's really it's groovy, man.
So, Mad Dog, you're suggesting, though, this... because the grounding you referred to just before, that's what Freddie was having the players do in camp.
The minerals.
On a freezing, cold Sydney morning when it was belting down with rain, he had them walking around in bare feet.
Yeah, well, look, he's doing some cool stuff there, Freddie. And, well, like I said, once again, it's all between the ears. This stuff may or may not work, but if the players are buying into it and think that it is helping them, it's certainly going to give them the edge on Wednesday night.
All right, well, and a bit of advice there for people listening out. Look after the muscle between your ears. That comes straight from the man, Adam McDougall. He is the health hacker. Check out the podcast, available on Podcast One. Mad Dog, thank you for your time.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
MG, you know who does a lot of yoga? Ryan Girdler.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's a pretty...
Peter Sterling?
Wow, I must confess I've never done it.
No, maybe we should get into it. Maybe we should take the rush. Maybe we should take this show to a yoga studio.
Yeah, my daughter does that. The yoga in the sauna. What's that called? The
Savasana. No.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. If there's any yoga studios that want to have MG and I come along, we'll do the show from one.
What's Bikram yoga?
That's the hot one.
Is that the hot one?
Yeah.
I thought it'd ring a bell.
All right. Anyway.
And if you own a yoga studio, let's get along. Let's get some vibes,
see you in a pair of tights. This is the Rush Hour with MG. $100 up for grab with MG's smart ass. Here's question number two, bit of a World Cup theme tonight.
MG's smart ask.
Question number two: which French player conceded the penalty against Australia?
Mark Flanagan. Liam Gott. No, that's not right. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And for all you people waiting for question number three to win that $100 cash, thanks to Pete's Hut with MG Smart Ask, here it is.
MG's Smart Ask.
Question number three. Name one of the countries whose fans stay back after the game to help clean the grandstand.
There it is. If you've got the answer to all three questions, call now MG tomorrow. We don't do many Fridays, but because there's no NRL on this weekend, special Friday edition.
I'm looking forward to a comprehensive look into the State of Origin on Sunday.
You're going to go deep?
I think so. We should have a nice little chat about it. I might give you... I'm going to give you and the listeners the score, the man of the match, and I might even give the first try scorer.
Okay, so tomorrow, MG's definitive score line, first try scorer, man of the match, everything you want to know about Sunday's game two. I presume you're predicting a New South Wales victory.
I think I am.
Okay. And we'll also, it's Friday, so yes, we're going to be free and easy. Hopefully we are celebrating a Socceroos victory over Denmark tonight. That game, oh, it's creeping up on us. We're getting excited.
Just over 3 hours to go until we want to get home. I'm like, what's for dinner tonight? What are you having for dinner?
Nothing Danish.
Nothing Danish. I might pick up some bit of takeaway on the way home. Maybe some pizza or something.
All right.
Pizza Hut, thank you.
Phil in French's Forest. Phil.
Filthy Phil.
Phil. Jeez, we're losing the plot. MG's got the questions. Let's see if you've got the answers. Far away, MG.
Philly, how are you, brother?
Good, MG, yourself?
I'm fantastic. I hope you win the $100. Here we go. Which England player scored 2 goals against Tunisia?
Harry Kane.
Yes. Which French player conceded the penalty against Australia?
Samuel Umtiti.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Honestly, whichever way you pronounce that, we were going to give it to you, Phil, because yeah. MG and I had no idea.
Okay, for the 100 clams, name one of the countries whose fans stay back after the game to help clean the grandstand.
The Senegal.
Ah, well done, mate.
Congratulations, Phil. You've won $100 cash. Thanks to Pizza Hut. Ribs versus wings. Farty hell.
I've got you all buggered about dinner.
You have sent me down a path of no return. Pizza Hut ribs versus wings in the footy feed. It's only at Pizza Hut, MG. I might grab some of that for dinner tonight.
Have a great night, everybody. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
That's been the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast with the legendary MG. If you want more words of wisdom from Origin greats like Blocker, Freddie, Hindy, Mortimer and Menzies, pick yourself up the limited edition New South Wales Blues Tui's new today.